AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. Embassy is confirming that several Americans have disappeared in Iraq, but it isn't revealing any details. Local media is reporting three Americans have been kidnapped in Baghdad. AP correspondent Susanna George is there.
Most kidnappings in the country target Iraqis and usually follow business deals going sour or tribal disputes. Although over the past year, we have seen a few kidnappings of foreigners, not Americans. A hunting group went missing in the south of the country, and Turkish contractors were kidnapped from the Iraqi capital.
Iraqi security forces are going house to house in Baghdad now looking for the missing Americans. Three of the Americans freed by Iran in a prisoner swap will get medical checkups at a U.S. military hospital in Germany. They've already arrived in Germany. A fourth freed prisoner has chosen to remain in Iran, and a fifth is already back home with his family in the Boston area. Just 2 weeks to go now before the first votes of the 2016 race for president. And Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are really going at each other. Political analyst Robert Stein was watching last night's Democratic candidates debate on NBC.
The gloves came off. Hillary Clinton felt compelled to go after Bernie Sanders' record.
He voted to let guns go onto Amtrak, guns go into national parks.
I have supported from day one an instant background check to make certain that people who should not have guns do not have guns.
And Clinton blasted Bernie Sanders' plan to replace the employer-based system of health care insurance with one in which the government becomes a single payer, providing coverage to everyone. The debate was in South Carolina, and today the Democratic candidates will appear at a Martin Luther King Jr. rally in Columbia. British lawmakers will debate a call for Donald Trump to be banned from the UK. This is AP Radio News. The children's publisher Scholastic is pulling a new book about George Washington's slaves. Carlotta Bradley has this.
Scholastic is pulling a new picture book about George Washington and his slaves amid objections it sentimentalizes a brutal part of American history. A birthday cake for George Washington was released earlier this month and had been strongly criticized for its upbeat images and story of Washington's cook, a slave named Hercules, and his daughter. Scholastic says it has great respect for the integrity and scholarship of the author, illustrator, and editor, but it's withdrawing the book because without more historical background on the evils of slavery than the book for younger children provides, the book can give a false impression of the reality of the lives of slaves. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
The Carolina Panthers held off Seattle to advance to next Sunday's NFC Championship game, and the Denver Broncos knocked off Pittsburgh to reach the AFC Championship game against New England, the very latest there in sports. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.